I, Moriah, respond to your call, for truly you have invoked my presence and the presence of the will of God. My footprints are on every line of this rosary to God's will that I designed in oneness with Mother Mary. Truly I come to give you the impetus, the return of your raising up of the light through this rosary. And I ask you to come with me in your mind and visualize that we are now standing in the rotunda of the United States Capitol building. Please rise. We are here in this place with the dome of the will of God above us to anchor the flame of the will of God so that all who are part of the American government and who pass through this room can be overshadowed and inspired and uplifted by the flame of the will of God. Thus, repeat with me. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. God's will I am. I am God's will. I raise this nation higher still. Thank you. Please seal the rosary and I shall speak to you at greater length. Moriah, I am. More, I am. More, Moriah, I am. More than Moriah, I am. I come in the flame of the will of God, and the will of God is that all life becomes more forever and ever. Thus, my question is, will those who call themselves the Chilas of El Moriah become more with me as I rise in the infinite spirals of God's ever-expanding will?
Yes.
This is truly the question. And in this age, we might take the eternal question posed by Saint Germain to Hamlet, to be or not to be, and we might rephrase it and say, to be more or not to be more, that is the question for this age and for this hour. There are those who have been faithful to El Moriah for decades. They have diligently decreed and called to me and to the will of God. And I am grateful for every service rendered in my name. Yet I must tell you that yesterday's level of service and yesterday's level of attainment is not sufficient for today. Thus, I ask you to consider that when I walked the earth as Thomas More, I wore a hair shirt to avoid becoming too comfortable in the physical octave. You, who see yourselves as the Chelas of El Moya, must be ever vigilant that you do not allow your egos to trick you into becoming comfortable at a certain level of service, at a certain level of understanding of the spiritual path. The will of God is ever expanding. Thus, when we give forth a spiritual teaching to a particular organization or a particular messenger, we are giving forth a teaching that is true, that is complete, that is whole at the time it was given. Yet, no teaching put into words can accurately portray and keep up with the ever-expanding will of God. Imagining that this can be so is nothing but the folly of the ego, who looks for the ultimate sense of security in the physical octave by imagining that if it belongs to the only true church, or if it has the highest teaching on the planet, then it must be ultimately safe and secure. Truly, the ego will never be secure, no matter how many illusions it conjure up to give the impression of security. And thus you, as the conscious you that you truly are, need to be ever vigilant that you do not allow the ego to trick you into becoming comfortable in a particular teaching or in a particular understanding of the path. For truly, the teaching we gave forth through the previous organization we sponsored cannot give you a full and complete understanding of the path, because the path has moved on since that teaching was given, as the path has moved on since the teachings were given by Jesus 2,000 years ago. Thus, progressive revelation is a perpetual process that will not end until the last person on earth has reached Christ consciousness, and therefore no longer lead progressive revelation through an outer messenger or an outer teaching, because that each person has now become part of the ongoing, ever-flowing river of life that truly is God's creation and God's kingdom. Thus, there are so many of our students in a former organization who have reached a plateau. They have said, not necessarily consciously, but subconsciously, they have said, I think I understand the spiritual path. I think I understand the teachings of the ascended masters. I think I know what I need to do to make my ascension and to do the work that needs to be done to raising the consciousness of the planet. I think I know El Moya and what El Moya is like. I think I know what he will say or what he will not say. Yet I tell you, unless you move on as I move on, you do not know Moya. For I will never stand still to placate the idolatrous image of a would-be Chela. My Chelas are those who move on with me, and they never hesitate. They never look back. They simply leave their nets of their entanglements with their worldview and their paradigms. Leaving your nets does not necessarily mean leaving a physical circumstance. It first of all means leaving the nets of your ego illusions of what the path is like, what the ascended masters are like. For truly, the El Moya that you knew yesterday is not the same as the El Moya today. I have moved higher, as I specifically stated through the previous messenger. Moving higher means many things. It means that I have moved higher in oneness with the will of God. It also means that I have moved higher in being allowed to have a closer personal relationship with those who are my true chelas and who are willing to move on with me. That is why I speak to you by standing in your midst instead of standing on a platform being separated from you. Because the need of the hour is that the chelas, the real chelas of the ascended masters, move higher with us and thereby close the gap between us and you, between our consciousness and your consciousness, so that we can close the gap between heaven and earth, thereby raising up earth to the level of the Christ consciousness, so that the kingdom of God can be manifest on earth. It is not possible to bring the kingdom of God down to the low vibrations on earth. And therefore, the only way to bring God's kingdom to earth is to raise up the vibration of earth by quickening the minds of those who are willing to raise up their minds and raise their consciousness and be one with us. The need of the hour is not to be a chela of the ascended masters who sees us as separated from you, as being raised above you so far that you cannot reach us, thereby continuing the idolatrous cult that Christianity has been for 2,000 years, where it has put Jesus up on a pedestal where he is beyond the reach of anyone. No, you need to step up from that consciousness. You need to separate yourself from the fear-based consciousness of the Piscean age and come up higher, and so that you will close the gap between us and you, because you realize that the true ultimate goal of following the teachings of the ascended masters is to become one with the teaching and then to become with one with the master who brought forth that teaching. So that you realize that you are an extension of ourselves on earth, and thereby we can be ourselves in embodiment through you. This is the need of the hour. This is the need of the new age. We have shown you two messengers, Lorraine and Kim, who have been willing to close that gap and come into oneness and truly internalize our teachings to the point of becoming one with the source of that teaching. This has taken courage, especially because they came out of the old organization where we were always up on the pedestal. This is truly the model you need to look at, and you need to realize that what one has done, all can do, and what two has done, all can do. Truly, we need you, those of you who are willing to become one with us. But in order to become one with us, you have to be willing to face your egos, and you have to be willing to realize the basic truth that your ego has created an idolatrous image of the ascended masters, and that idolatrous image portrays us as being separated from you, as being far above you, beyond your reach. And then you need to realize why the ego has created this idolatrous image. It is simple. As long as you believe that I am separated from you, you cannot become one with me. And therefore, your ego feels safe because it knows that it has you under control. It knows that you cannot completely separate yourself from that ego, because the only way to separate yourself from the ego is to become one with a higher part of your own being. What so many students throughout the ages have misunderstood about the spiritual path is that it is not an outer path. This is what is most obviously portrayed in the fundamentalist Christian religions, who believe that by declaring Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will automatically be saved. But I must tell you that this consciousness permeates every spiritual organization on this planet, and there are many who have fallen into the trap of accepting this consciousness, which truly is the consciousness of Antichrist, the consciousness of the fallen ones. Even in our previous organization, so many chelas have identified themselves with that consciousness and have believed that by studying the outer teaching, by giving the decrees, by doing the outer things, they would one day automatically wake up and become the Christ. This will not happen. The Christ consciousness is the consciousness that is one with God. For many people on earth, it is difficult to become one with God. Therefore, we of the Ascended Masters have offered ourselves as intermediaries between the people's current level of consciousness and the consciousness of oneness with God. Our entire purpose for doing so is to provide a bridge for you, a bridge to freedom, the freedom from the ego, so that when you cannot become one with God, you can become one with us. And through that oneness, you are free of the ego and can then move on to your full God consciousness. Thus, when you are new to the spiritual path, you are presented with a teacher outside yourself. And for a time, you need to follow that outer teacher. But there comes a point, a crucial point on the path, where you need to step up so that you are no longer following the outer teacher, always seeing a distance between yourself and the teacher. You now step onto the true inner path, where you acknowledge that you are willing to become one with the teacher. This is the true path, and it has always been the true path, the true path of oneness, rather than the way that seemeth right unto a man, the way that seemeth right unto the ego, because it allows the ego to survive while you still think you are making spiritual progress and moving towards the ultimate goal of your ascension or your Christhood. This is the way that seemeth right unto man, because you have not separated yourself from the ego, and you have not done so because you have not truly consciously acknowledged that you are willing to become one with the Ascended Master who is your personal guru. Those who are the true chelas of El Moya are not forever following El Moya as an outer guru. You must come to a point where you are willing to merge your being with mine, that we become one. This does not mean you lose your individuality, but it does mean you lose your ego. And it is the only way you can fully lose your ego, because truly you were created to be a co-creator with God. And you can only co-create with God when you are one with God's being, one with God's will, so that you co-create within the framework of God's will and never even entertain the thought that God's will could be alien to your own will. This is the need of this age. We have given you new teachings, even to people who can serve as your examples of this higher level of integration. And I must tell you that the need of the hour is your integration with us. You do not need to follow any particular example. You do not need to be a member of a particular organization. That is not my point. But if you are not consciously and lovingly striving for oneness with me, then you are not a true chela of El Moya. If you think that doing what you have been doing for 10 or 20 years or more is sufficient to be a chela of El Moya, then you are trapped in the consciousness of the fallen ones who fell because they refused to be one with God and the will of God. They separated themselves out. And here on earth, they have created their own illusory world, where even Satan can appear as an angel of light. Those are the wolves in sheep's clothing, who appear beautiful outward, but inwardly they are filled with dead men's bones, are their rebellion against God and their separation from the presence of God. It is perfectly possible to be a member of an organization sponsored by the Ascended Masters and nevertheless be following the path that seems right unto a man, the path that continues for decades to see us as separated from you, because your ego wants to keep the distance so it can keep its illusions and maintain its control over you. These are the Chelas, or rather these are the souls who claim to be the Chelas of El Moya. Yet, when they see me coming towards them with open arms, they run and hide. Or when they saw my previous messenger come towards them, they would run and hide, fearing the encounter with my presence. If you have that fear, you need to go after it. You need to look it straight in the eye and overcome it. And you can do so through the rosaries of Mother Mary, which truly are the most efficient tools currently available on this planet. If you are not willing to face that fear, you will remain trapped in the very consciousness of the fallen ones. What does it mean to be a fallen one? Well, there are two meanings of this that I will talk about now. One is that you actually fell as an angelic being and are on earth because you used to be an angel in heaven and you fell. Yet even the angels who fell for one reason, because they separated themselves from God and thus entered into the consciousness of separation. There are also those on earth who have entered into that consciousness of separation, but they did not fall from above. They fell here below. But the cause is the same. Whether you fell from above or fell from below, it was because you separated yourself out from the consciousness of oneness, the Christ consciousness, and instead you entered into the consciousness of separation, the consciousness of Antichrist. And as long as you are in that state of consciousness, you are, in a broader sense of the word, a fallen one, because you think you are separated from God. The entire purpose of the Summit Lighthouse and all other teachings that we have brought forth and all other organizations we have sponsored is to help you overcome the sense of separation from us so that you can merge with us and thereby separate yourself out of the consciousness of the fall, the consciousness of Antichrist, the consciousness of separation. We have done everything possible to work with a level of consciousness of the students who came to the Summit Lighthouse so that they would be propelled out of that state of consciousness one way or the other. Yet so many of you have not seen the inner path behind the outer teachings and the outer organization. Thus you have remained in the trap that the fundamentalists are trapped in, about thinking that the outer world should be an absolute and infallible truth, and that every direction we gave should be taken literally. You have not understood that it is not our main purpose to give forth an absolute and infallible truth, because no teaching expressed in words can be an absolute and infallible truth, because the moment the teaching is expressed in words, God's being, God's presence, God's truth has already transcended itself. You have not understood that you need to separate yourself out from that consciousness by coming into oneness with us. Instead of seeing us as being so far beyond you that you cannot reach us. Instead you have gone into a consciousness of fear, of thinking That you should only follow the communication that has come through an outer messenger, and that you should not dare to go in your heart and dare to commune with us on your own. You have thought that anyone who communes or claims to commune with the ascended masters is a psychic, and therefore you should cut off all inner communication to avoid falling into the trap of the psychic realm. Now, we have given many warnings about the psychic realm, and those warnings are valid. But they are valid only for a time. The beginning chila should not in any way do anything that could open that chila up to communication from the psychic realm. Yet there does come a point where on the path where you cannot progress further unless you dare to open up your inner communication with your Christ self and with the ascended master. How can you become one with me through an outer teaching or an outer messenger? You can become one with me only when you step up and dare to commune with me directly through your Christ self. And thus there must come a point where you follow the eternal call. T-R-Y, try, dare to let Theos rule you by opening yourself to the descent of your Christ self into your lower being. If you become so afraid of delving into the psychic that you dare not try, then we can no longer reach you, and we must move on, leaving you to sit in your churches, feeling holier than other people, because you supposedly have the highest teaching on the planet, and you have everything you need to make your ascension. And thus you sit there and feel better than others, just as the fundamentalist Christians sit in their churches, because although you claim to be a chila of El Moya and a student of the ascended masters, you have entered into the same consciousness as the fundamentalist Christians and the fundamentalist Muslims and the fundamentalists in every religion. Do you seriously believe that I, El Moya, gave the diamond of the will of God as a collateral to start another fundamentalist church? Because if you believe so, it is time you step outside of that illusion. We of the ascended host are spiritual businessmen, and a prudent businessman thinks in terms of investment. When he spends his money, he considers it an investment. And before he spends his money, he considers whether it will give him a reasonable return. I, Moya, am entitled to a certain return on my investment in the Summit Lighthouse. And as of this date, I have not seen that return. And the reason I have not seen that return is that too many people are still trapped in the consciousness of separation, the consciousness of the fallen ones. And I must tell you straight to your face, whether you like it or not, that 90% of the members of Church Universal and Triumphant have not separated themselves from the outer path and stepped onto the inner path of oneness with me or with another ascended master. Thus, you are trapped in the consciousness of the fallen ones, and thus you might realize that there is a deeper truth to the statement I made previously, and which so many rejected with ridicule. Who were you ridiculing? Were you ridiculing the messenger who had the courage to bring forth that teaching, knowing full well how so many would be provoked and would attack her? Nay, you are not ridiculing her. You are mocking the source of the teaching, and that source is I, Moya L. Do you really want to further separate yourself from my living presence by mocking an outer teaching that was given specifically to push your ego buttons and provoke you so that you could hopefully see how ridiculous it truly is that your ego gets offended and takes its anger out on an outer messenger? If you became angry over that statement or any other statement, you need to recognize that that anger can come only from one place, and that is your ego. And thus you need to realize that you have not separated yourself sufficiently from the ego. And it is time, my beloved hearts, that you do so. It is time you recognize that I, El Moya, am infinitely more than the picture of me that you have come to accept through the teachings of the Summit Lighthouse or other organizations. So many of you have looked at the old picture of me, and what was reflected back to you from that picture was your own state of consciousness. You saw me as a stern master, and you were afraid that I would spank you. But it was the ego that had that fear. For truly, the real you has no fear unless it identifies itself with the ego and thus takes upon itself the fear of the ego. This very messenger has told the story of how he surrendered himself completely and instantly felt my presence, but felt my presence as the pink love that many of you associate with an ascended Lady Master. I desire all of you to experience the pink side of El Moya. For, as has become popular in recent years, I am an ascended master who is in touch with his feminine side. I am the fullness of the will of God, and the will of God is uncompromising and can be strict when you are in the state of consciousness that is a compromise. Yet the will of God has an omega aspect, and it is an infinite and unconditional love for the chila who surrenders some aspect of the ego. And truly, when you surrender, you can experience that love. And truly, only when you experience the pinkness of my love, can you fully overcome the fear of becoming one with me. For what sensitive soul would want to become one with a stern master who is always blasting them for any imperfection? So to become one with me, you need to see beyond the old image. You need to recognize that it was necessary for me to be very stern and uncompromising in the previous organization, because only by doing so could I have any chance of shaking people out of their current state of consciousness, and I would have the best chance of not causing them to fall into the consciousness of pride, the consciousness of being too comfortable, thinking that because They were members of an outer organization or had done so much in the past. They were now at a plateau from which they did not need to rise. So I did everything I could according to the level of consciousness and the cosmic cycles to present myself in a certain way. But I have moved higher, and thus it is time you see that I am more than the stern and strict master. I am truly the loving father, the father who can look at his child playing and feel a tear well up in his eyes for the unconditional love for that child in whatever state of development it is in. And thus I have always had that love for those who are out of my own being and those who have the potential to return home to their God by becoming one with my own being. And thus I leave you to ponder the pinkness of El Moya and to consider whether you are truly one of my own or whether you are out of the being of another ascended master. And whatever master you feel is your personal master, I ask you to consider taking that master down from the pedestal, taking that master down from the cross upon which the image of the master has been crucified by your ego and the consciousness of separation. And when you take that master down from the cross so that he is no longer hanging up there and you are standing down below, but you realize you are at the same level, at that moment you can step into the master's presence and you can begin to merge with that master. My beloved, the true path is the path of oneness, of integration, of wholeness. The false path of the fallen ones is the path of separation, of glorifying the ego as a separate entity that feels better than other egos. Yet all egos are in the realm of duality and thus ultimately unreal. My beloved, the most important book, the most important outer teaching you could ever read about the true path of oneness is Mother Mary's new book, Master Keys to the Abundant Life. That book is the ultimate bridge between the consciousness of Pisces and the consciousness of Aquarius. It truly is the open door. It truly is the best available tool, and I will even say the best tool that has ever been available on this planet, for separating yourself from the false path of separation and stepping onto the true path of oneness. No book can do it for you. You will always need to look beyond the outer teaching and to get your own insights from within, from your Christ self, and from the ascended master who serves as your guru. But truly, a book can trigger the inner experiences, the inner guidance. And there is no better book available on planet Earth. It is complete. And if you can take it and rise above the outer teaching, that book can be the open door for your ascension and for your Christhood. For truly, The need of today is not that you ascend with 51 or even 100% of your karma balanced. The need of today is that you walk the earth with 100% karma balanced, but more than that, because balancing karma is a somewhat mechanical process. You can balance a fair amount of karma without actually manifesting your Christhood. And so, the important thing is your Christhood, because what is the need of this age is that you walk the earth in a physical body while being one with us, so that we are you and you are us, and the greater spiritual being out of which you come is now in embodiment on earth through you. And thus, the full fire of my being can be focused through the lower being that I am in you. This is a teaching that truly is the culmination of the teachings we have given through various messengers and organizations for the past century. It has not been possible to give that teaching until now because the consciousness of the people has not been high enough. It would have been possible to give that teaching through the Summit Lighthouse if the people had been willing to look beyond the outer teaching that we did give, if they had been willing to multiply their talents instead of burying them in the ground. And yet I, El Moya, never look back with regret on what might have been. I simply move on, and thus I give you this simply as an explanation for why this higher teaching was not given in the previous organization. My beloved hearts, spend some time contemplating the concept of oneness, and spend some time contemplating that in the consciousness of separation, the consciousness of duality, everything seems to be separate. But in the Christ consciousness, everything is one, even though we of the ascended host still have our individual characteristics. We are one, in a different sense that you cannot understand with a linear dualistic mind, but that you can grasp in your heart if you are willing to contemplate it. And thus, I ask you to once in a while give the rosary to God's will and give it slowly and with contemplation while you contemplate the fact that this rosary was given by Mother Mary, but yet El Moya is the master who focuses the will of God for planet Earth. And thus perhaps you can come to glimpse that there is a deeper oneness between Mother Mary and myself, a oneness that you cannot grasp with a linear mind, but contemplating it can help you overcome the sense of separation. And thus, I seal you now in the flame of the will of God, both the alpha aspect of the blue flame of the will of God and the omega aspect of the pink flame of the will of God. For truly, love and will are the same, and so is wisdom. be at peace in the flame of the will of God. Peace, 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 peace.